got too much to do. It's got you feeling blue. Put a little flag in your day.
Subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
This is the call of the Crave. The sound that tells you it's time to go to White Castle. And it can happen anytime. Like your son's first bike ride.
Dad, look, I'm doing it.
I got you, buddy. Keep going. Oh.
Dad? Dad? Dad!
Follow your Crave to White Castle and get 10 cheese sliders for just $7.99. With your choice of American, cheddar, or jalapeno cheese. White Castle. Follow your Crave. Limited time only at participating castles. Tax not included.
Football on Off the Ball.
You can flip it up and you can perceive how you want, but the truth is the truth, and I always try and be very truthful with players.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
All right. Armagh's Ethan Rafferty joins us now. At the launch of AIB's sponsorship of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship, check out hashtag the toughest for more. It's 10 years they're marking Ethan, and they did it in a big way. They brought you up to the Giants Causeway. Mulroy was there once, I think, as a kid. I'm not sure about Ganey. Finnerty had never been there before. Surely, as an Armagh man, you've been to the Glens of Antrim.
I haven't, no, but I think my brother actually fell on an knee up here somewhere, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
He got engaged. They got engaged up there. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That was probably about 10 years ago now.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. And you haven't ventured back for a holiday since, no?
No, I'm on about my brother here now.
I know that, yeah.
Oh, right. No, him, no. No. I was a fancy lad. I went to New York to do it.
Well, there you go. Fair play. That's the way to do it.
You're married today, actually.
Are you? Congratulations.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks very much.
Wow. Jesus, that's a...
That's I've been that with you too, hey?
Well, that's the problem. You're going to have to make up for that somewhere. Come here. You did a really good interview with Joanne Cantwell and Peter Canavan. I can't actually remember who the other RT... Paul Flynn was there as well, it was around the time in the middle of the league where we didn't really know what was going to happen, and you had the line that I could be out of a job tomorrow. Have you still got a job?
Yeah, I still have a job. Yeah, my OT for the Thrust, thankfully, so still have a job.
Yeah, Conley Gilligan was speaking yesterday and said it's neck and neck, 50-50 between yourself and Blaine. Obviously, there's going to be a rivalry there. You've got Blaine, who had an unbelievable year last year. We know what you bring to the table when you're in goals for Armagh. Does that play itself out in training as well, or are you boys, like, how do you deal with that?
I suppose it does, yeah. Like, we've had that good relationship even with last year, the latter stages, trying to push each other, and whoever gets in, gets in. Like, we both know that whoever does get a call knows that the other man is ready to go, like, because we've pushed him the whole way. So it does, like, it is. And it's quite good there too. We challenge each other on kickouts and all and the stats. So, like, it plays out in training that whoever is sort of playing well will hopefully get in. And that's the way, I suppose, management like it around the country.
Well, it certainly paid off for Armagh to have such competition within the squad last year. Like, we saw the depth that you boys have developed. We saw how driven you were, and look where it got you, you know?
Yeah, look, I think. Like, talent can only get you so far. Like, you have to be able to drive yourself in ways that other people can't. So, like, we done well at that last year, and we're under no illusions that the same attitude won't get us there this year. We have to do something more and push each other a wee bit further. So if we try to drive that ourselves as players, and hopefully we can keep doing that.
For sure. Some of the photography from today's launch has come out, and it's class. It looks unbelievable. Spotted yourself and Finnerty playing a game of chess. Who won that?
I haven't a clue how to play chess, so I didn't win it anyway. I can't play football. I don't know how to play chess. It's a bit too high in time.
It did strike me that we were looking at two fellas who their teams went toe-to-toe last year in the All-Ireland final. Rob's cruelly ended after about 10 minutes. He started well and then went off with injury, and you couldn't help but have been disappointed for him at the time. You were watching on, and you mentioned a 1 year anniversary. It was also fairly close to being a 1 year anniversary to not as nice a thing as being engaged, but 1 year on from breaking your own leg in a club game. Am I right about that? It was around the same time in 23, wasn't it? The end of
It
July.
was the same. It was the same day because
Was it?
I know we saw Rattans. We gave Amelia her birthday that day too. So she we joked and all that we brought the Sam O'Gara home for her birthday, sort of a thing. Because the last year it was we were all in the back of an ambulance, like so.
Oh.
It was a bit of a swing round, but yeah, it was the year to the day. So something.
Oh, God, that's the. Well, like, I'm sure you've been asked and you've answered it, but what was it like watching on, like?
Watching that day I was gonna say great. Like it was great because we won it. As a farmer, like somebody who wants to play, it was tough. Like it was a very tough couple of weeks in training because we're obviously playing Fortnite on Fortnite against teams, and you're trying to see how they're playing and how you break down. So we're coming up against teams that didn't use fly keepers. So I was playing the new rules last year. I wasn't allowed out, so it was tough. But watching on, like I was saying to Blaine before the game, like this is we've all been dreaming to be here and you're there. So just put on a show and play well. So if it's tough to do, but if you're told you sit on the bench for the whole year, but you win the All-Ireland, it's just a question that'll be tough for people to answer. But like, I think you might just say and take the All-Ireland.
Yeah, I can imagine. Rob said after coming off he couldn't watch it, that it was killing him, just I suppose knowing that, especially when they were struggling up top in ways that he felt like he could have given something. Like it came out afterwards that and Blaine has an unbelievable All-Ireland final, he has an unbelievable season, but the margins are so fine, he actually got injured in the warm-up, and whether it was adrenaline or it was just an ability to just get through it, did you get a nod before the game that look it be ready here, or did you know that during the game something might happen here, or
Yeah, because we were hitting our kickouts, and I noticed him on the floor, like, and then somebody had said that there was a bit of a knock, and he picked up an injury on his knee. So I just remember speaking to KD and Geezer, and he was just saying, "Look, we'll get him assessed, whatever, see how he is, but be ready." And as I say, like I remember going over to Blaine and seeing how he was, and he says not too bad, whatever. And I
yeah.
just thought, I would. I don't know why, but I was sitting thinking it'd be a hateful way not to play in the final. And I remember saying, "It was just get on with, like if you're feeling okay, go for it." But yeah, I was sitting watching it, and he had a rugby on the first maybe 5 minutes, and I was going, "Right, let's be ready here, see what Galway is doing in the first 5 minutes. How can we get out?" But he done well. He done very well after them. I wanted to start, and I
Yeah.
thought he was brilliant in the final. Like he was quite accurate about his kickers.
Yes, it's actually a weird coincidence that Rob Finnerty steals a kick out and gets injured in it. Like that happens early
Right.
doors. I actually am only kind of clicking that now, but
That's right.
isn't it amazing how you can have whatever amount of people watching on TV, you have 86,000 people in the stadium, all the press, all the supporters, all the eyes are trained on you on the field, and this is playing out minutes before an All-Ireland final throws in, and there must be just something strange about that cauldron that you're kind of in that bubble still. You're in your own world, really, like.
Yeah, and I just said, thinking back, it probably would be, like, because it was quite a bit going on there, yet, like, you didn't take much notice to what was going on around you. And as you say, like, the place was popping, it was full of the rafters, and we just were thinking, like, is he all right? Go make sure he's all right. And then the rest of the team was thinking, like through the warm up, like make sure that you're ready here to go. Everybody's gone through the role. I'm sure some of the boys probably didn't really realize as well because he got up at the time and sort of tried to walk it off. But yeah, you can see how heavy would have been missed.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, incredible stuff. And I suppose it just illustrates the kind of the mentality that you top level inter-county players have, that you're able to just block out all that noise and perform, or even just figure these things out as they happen. How have you enjoyed 2025 on the field? I know there's been a bit of carnage with the rules and changes mid-season and things being ironed out, but in general, how have you enjoyed it? Because you've been flying since you've come back in.
Enjoying the playing side of things. It's obviously it's had its frustrations, I suppose, it's been well documented now, but just glad to be back in the mix. For a while you didn't know whether you're going to get back or not, and then you're back in. So like playing days can be numbered whenever you get north of 30. So I'm just sort of taking it as it's coming. And yeah, look, I'm enjoying it. It's football at the end of the day. It could be worse, as you were saying, Rob. You're sitting watching it with no boots on, you'd be pulling your hair out. So you're in there and you've the boots on, and you may as well get stuck in it.
You're in the mix. Yeah. No, it's the right attitude to have. In terms of the rules themselves, and we don't have to get into the weeds of all of it, but I'd be interested to get your take on that tweak that happened after round five. I was covering games that weekend, and Rory Beggan was still coming out and impacting the play. Maybe not as much as he had been previously, but you could see that Monaghan had a system in place against Meath. Morgan was obviously still doing it for Tyrone. You're obviously regarded in the same tier as the two boys in terms of what you can bring, and you've played so much inter-county football out the field as well as a forward, so and a midfielder. Is it going to change the way you play the game?
I'll try to not let it, I suppose. Like, we can still, you can obviously still get up the field, and you're in the 11v11. And like the way the game is now, it's so high paced, and games are longer too. Like, might be playing a game again that alone, somebody's saying 45 minutes on the field in the first half. So games are longer, it's going to be tougher on the boys that are out the field. So like if we turn the ball over or there's a drop shot short, I can go, like some of the boys can take a break, get their breath, and you can mix that about to an extent that we can still maybe play in the structures and stuff up top in 11v11. So you can try and get that bit into it. It's obviously a bit more restricting than it was. But yeah, look, that obviously adds that wee bit of dimension for us, and we know that we're coming up against somebody that mightn't work well again, that we know we can play without it too, because that's what we're sort of being forced to do.
Yeah, I think it's becoming clear that the best at it are going to be able to figure it out, regardless of, the obstacles or what's been put in front of them. So best of luck with the year ahead in the championship. There's been a lot of talk, and I know it's got nothing to do with you when it comes to the Ulster opener, but it's going to be a bit of a cauldron about Corrigan Park. I know there always is, but like, you block that element of it out. Are you excited to get your All-Ireland defence off? I know it probably starts at the start of January, but this is really the defence of your All-Ireland title taking place on Saturday week.
Like we're looking forward to it, because like outside of the All-Ireland, the Ulster Championship is the hardest thing to win, so we're looking forward to it and having a good rattle at it. Like the whole Corrigan thing, like they were asked for an opinion on it, and it was given to the GPA, and they released it, and we still are of the opinion that it's the right thing to do to play it there. But like we're looking at it from a performance point of view, like we just finished the league last weekend, and we reviewed it the way we did, and we straight away were looking to how we can play the game against Antrim, no matter where it's in my backyard or if it's in Corrigan Park or wherever it is. We have to play a game against these players, so I don't think we
Yeah.
just where it is.
Yeah, and I actually think the manner in which he handled it, and there wasn't really anything you could do about it either way, but I think even the manner he handled it has probably separated you from all the kind of drama around it as well. An Ulster title has obviously eluded you. I know the All-Ireland is there, but I think it's a wait. The last time Armagh won an Ulster title, we know how competitive it is, so I'd imagine that's a goal front off.
Yeah, look, we growing up were spoiled rotten. Like we were going to Clonus every summer, watching the lads playing, and had their Ulster titles, some humdingers there against their own Monaghan. So like we would love to win one, yes. There's no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, like if they're Yeah, the August and someone told you didn't win the angle yourself, but you two kept the crosses, you wouldn't really be overly annoyed. But at the end of the day, that's a big picture. We're just sort of focusing on what's in front of us now in the next fortnight.
Obviously, you were All-Ireland champions under the old rules, we might call them. There's a challenge being laid down that the rules have been changed. Is there a galvanizing element to that? Not that you'd need it. Like there's a target on your backs anyway, but is there anything within the group that we can prove we can mix it up? Because I've no doubt that Armagh can play, whatever way the rules are.
Yeah, look, everybody's in the same boat now. It's turned into a bit of a rat race now. Who can win it? And it's a good thing that anybody can win it. There is four or five teams there that can win it. So we've been trying our best to focus on ourselves. We are the 2024 All-Ireland champions, but we're playing in 2025 now. So what happened in 2024 is irrelevant. And as you say, there's new rules in and there's new ways that you can tweak things and do things. So it's whoever's most prepared and whoever's most motivated to win it is going to win it. And that's the way it's going to be and that's the way it has to be.
Could I ask you about another All-Ireland title?
Can,
Talk to us about the Road Bulls, intermediate All-Ireland winner last year. How does
Yeah.
one get into it, and what goes into it as well? Because I've seen the odd clip here and there, but I've never actually been at an event or near one or even heard when it's happening.
Yeah, sadly, it hasn't reached all four corners of Ireland yet. But we play in Armagh, obviously, and Cork's the two major ones. There's a few clubs in Tyrone, Louth, Mayo. We get into it just through our family. Just literally entails like you have a starting line, and then you have a finish line, and whoever gets from finish to start and the least number of shots or throws wins it. Yeah, obviously it's well documented, some of the gambling and betting goes on, but that's just you don't have to do that. You go, you watch it, I know people that don't get into that sort of thing. So it's good old crack too, and it's a great wee community as much as there is slagging and racking about how it is. It's a good wee community, there's some good people involved in it.
Country roads.
You should come up play,
Yeah, no,
come up
definitely.
play. Yeah. Might
Interests.
run a new class or something.
Yeah, we could do something like that.
Yeah.
Interest certainly peaked. It's obviously down Bohareens and country roads, is it? Is that what it is? And is there angles on the course? How long is the course,
Senior rank can be anywhere between 2, 2.5, even 3 mile. There has been some 3 mile, so they can be long, but it's fine not to make them long. You could be out for 3 hours if it was that long. So it's just sparking a wee bit of an interest. Some of them are country roads, some of them are actually, there's a main road out of Armagh, takes you into Aglish and Dungannon, so they play it there as well. Anywhere there's not any cat's eyes, you can't be hitting something in the middle of the road and kicking off on you.
So, obviously the roads are obviously locked down for it, are they? Or does a renegade game break out? Like how does like.
On any given Sunday, you'll see the yellow bibs out. It has to be officiated properly. But big events, yeah, Easter's coming up. There's a big event, and at home down around Basil Shields is in Tasa. They'll maybe close it off, and All Ireland series. There'll always be an All Ireland series in Armagh and in Cork in the same year. So they switch the grades around.
Class.
So on that there day, they'll close the roads down. Yeah, because you could have All Ireland series, you could have near 1,000 people more walking down the road watching it,
Have to make it up to one of them. You'll have to
Yeah.
maybe we'll have to organize that again. And last one, the skill of the throw, is it underhand? Is it a skim? Is it a pitch? Like what?
It's underhand for us in Armagh. A lot of us throw, it's just like bowling. 10-pin bowling, but you're running at a pace and you have like a hop or a skip to throw it underhand. Whereas in Cork, they would use what's called a hinge. So they would do a full 360 swing of the arm. Theirs probably looks a whole lot better than ours, but yeah, that's the skill of it. But if you're coming around some corners, you're just trying to read the road as well. Some corners, you maybe can throw it straight without using it, but other ways you can actually test your thumb either way to make it go left, make it go right.
Wow, that's really
Driving
interesting.
home.
And is there ever a conversation with the boss man McGeaney about, listen, I've got this All-Ireland title coming up, there's a match coming, like it does that have an impact?
It was okay last year. I said it'll be a different story this year, like, but it was okay last year because it was close to home, wasn't as long. Didn't take as long to do, and we were practicing close to home. As long as it wasn't clashing with our commitments, then he wasn't too bad with it, like. But like it's one of the things you just cross as you come. Like the
Yes.
people, the committee and all, have been quite good with me there. This past year with the Bullets, so like hopefully it can work out. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I know it in like some people if I don't play, but.
Yeah.
Just I'm sure they know that I've got bigger commitments than the
Yes.
Wallets.
Brilliant. Well, look, Ethan Rafferty, best of luck with the Robles. Best of luck with the did I get that right? It is Robles, isn't it? Yeah. Best
Yeah, Robos are some people in Armagh call it bullets.
bullets. Okay, I like it.
Although they shoot bullets and north sometimes it might go down.
Yeah, I can see that. Listen, two quick ones, and I've noticed how you've opened up when we got talking Robos. We're going back to football for a minute. The kick-out arc and the two-pointer. What's your sense on the kick-out arc? I've spoken to Paddy Dunnikin on the football pod. And he was of the mind, he's the Offaly goalkeeper who's had a great season so far. He was of the mind that it's just taken the art away of the kick out. And I know Niall Morgan's spoken about the percentage of space within the 45 that has now disappeared.
Yeah.
Are you getting bogged down in that? Like, is it something that needs to be looked at?
I think it. Yeah. Still, I'm of the opinion it takes out the art of a kick out. You have to kick it 20 meters. It is harder to get it out anywhere from 50 meters in now. Whereas you could have come out, and if somebody made a really good run, you could have kicked them into a bit of space for them to catch it, whereas that percentage is now gone. If you're out, it's easy. Like if you were to watch clips and stuff, you'll always if you're looking to find a highlight reel, you'll find one. So like you can have an argument against it if you want, but like there as goalkeepers looking at it is a lot harder. And unfortunately, sometimes you just revert into kicking it out into the masses, and it just turns into an Aussie rules ruck. So like it's a lot tougher, and it's obviously you need to get your restarts. Like you have the ball on a tee and you don't want to be kicking it away, so it is a wee bit annoying, but
Yeah.
it's not going to change now, so you're gonna have to try
No.
and get used to it. But look, I'd like to think that maybe look at it.
Yeah, there's probably going to be a big conversation at the end of the summer when we have a proper idea, and maybe no more mid-season changes. The two-point arc, I had a conversation with Sam Mulroy about this and the element of freeze. I'd have a suspicion that the free count could go through the roof if it wasn't allowed 2-point freeze, but I think it's a legitimate debate there. I don't know. Maybe the 2-point arc isn't needed, but I certainly find it adds to the skill of what we're watching. It adds a bit of drama to a bit of momentum in a game. We saw how like Mayo were 8 points down at the weekend, get a goal, 2-point free. It's a one score game, you know?
Yeah, look, it adds to the excitement 100%. Like we played Kerry, I don't even think they hit 2 points.
They
Like
haven't.
we were obviously poor, but
They
like
haven't in
they
three
didn't
games,
care.
yeah.
Yeah, so like you can play without it, but at the same time, like as a spectator, it's going to add that dimension of life. Even watching at the weekend, Kildare were the 2 points down, and they were trying to get it worked at the end. And the hooter's gone, so you can still sort of have try and play away until that presents itself. So like there is dimensions that's gonna add a bit of excitement. I don't overly mind it, like it's just you can't be caught out and just shooting on sight. Like I'd say you probably see it more in clubs now. Like you'd love to watch some of the club games now come April, May and June, like you'd maybe be a different story, but
Yeah.
I don't overly mind it, like.
I think fellas' wings will get clipped very quickly.
Yeah.
The novelty of it will wear off. It's already
Yeah.
happened to myself, so I got in trouble for taking a few too many shots a few weeks ago in a club game. Ethan Rafferty, very best of luck in the All-Ireland Championship this year. The Ulster Championship kicks off this weekend. Thanks for chatting to us as part of AIB sponsorship of it, and best of luck with the defence.
Thanks very much, Tommy.
To unlock lots more from the OTB GAA feed, become a member at offtheball.com/join now. This week on Diverted.
Do you pop saving to do that or?
So when I return to Ireland, I will have €0.
This week, we're going to Chile.
Hace poco aprendiste a hablar español.
Well, mi español es muy malo.
Es como el inglés mío.
We're going to be visiting the Palestinian football club in Santiago.
Here in Chile, there's the biggest colony of Palestine outside Palestine and outside the Middle East, yes.
And we'll also be telling you about a legendary pair of brothers who made it all the way to the World Rugby Hall of Fame for Chile. Coming every Tuesday to your podcast feed, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tune in and get diverted
on Off the Ball.